We're going to the game.
You know what? I don't want to play defense.
My hat.
Are you kidding me?
Right. Game noon.
What the hell's going on? You're playing it safe.
I'm brick.
It's amazing. No way in hell I'm touching it. Are you kidding? That was really fun.
Hello and welcome to the Sports Anomaly. I'm your host, Adrian Tazaniga, and I'm joined live by the one and only Joey Devine, comedian and co-host of the Round Ball Rock Podcast and an NBA 2K expert. When I wrote that down in my notes, I wrote it in all caps, Joey. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I think it's completely true. Yes, I am an NBA 2K expert in that I've played every NBA 2K since 2001, I think.
Holy shit, that is an expertise. That reminds me of me when I used to actually be a sports video game expert instead of just not even a talking head, just like a loud-mouthed idiot. I think that's what I've fallen under. If that is even the term. I don't know how to use that term, but I love how fucking smart that sounded for a second. While everybody's like, wait, I don't think. And then I just confessed. Real quick, Patreon Power Hour. If you love the show, patreon.com/sportsanomaly. Give us $5 if you can. Also, I'm going to be doing some episodes that are actually only available to Patreon members. I'm just going to make myself figure out how I was supposed to do that from the start. I haven't. Who cares? And you don't want to miss the rants. There's a rant I just did couple days ago, and that's those are the life changers, baby. That's really what you're here for. All right, quick interview with you, Joey. Two questions. First, Pez Dispenser of your sports basketball gaming hero.
Oh boy.
Like, who's the guy that you've always, like, either you've gravitated to or like was a total legend through your 20 years of playing NBA 2K where you're like, that dude, I either created him or I passed this guy. Like, who's your Jeremy Lin?
Oh, this is actually a very weird one. Okay, so for some strange reason, in NBA 2K4 and 2K5, Washington Wizards shooting guard / small forward, who was a bust in the NBA. I think he only ended up playing 4 years. Jarvis Hayes was like the greatest player in that game. He would just hit contested three after contested three constantly. It was insane. He went to Georgia. He was a lottery pick and washed out like immediately, but he was so good in 2K.
What I would love more than anything, if he's just like having a tough day and he's like, you know what, man, I like video games, I like sports, I'm gonna download this podcast and just listen. And now he's like, holy shit, somebody remembers me and my promise. Fucking you've got a huge fan of him. Wouldn't it be amazing if you just had a Pez dispenser of that guy and every time you open it, a thing shot out of his mouth and hit a three somewhere?
Yes,
in the room.
Absolutely. But I used to dominate with the Washington Wizards, where I'd play Antoine Jameson at center, Jarvis Hayes at power forward, Caron Butler at power forward, Jarvis Hayes at small forward, Larry Hughes at shooting guard, and Gilbert Arenas at point guard.
Larry Hughes. Man, those were the days.
Yeah, right?
I love it. Okay, second question, and then we're going to get on with the real show. I'm already messing up the question. It's sports meets Marvel. So I'm going to tell you a Marvel Universe character at random, and you tell me what professional sport they play.
Absolutely. This is easy.
Okay. Here it goes. Hitting generate, Ant-Man.
Oh, Ant-Man? I mean, I think, so Ant-Man's a criminal, right? This is one thing we know about Ant-Man. He's like good at stealing stuff. I think you get Ant-Man, you put him on the curling team. You don't tell people he's on the curling team, and he just shrunk the whole time and is he's like cheating to make the curling what are they called? The kettles
Is it a kettle?
I think
the
so.
Bells?
The bell?
Is it a bell?
No, cuz a kettlebell is a weightlifting thing. This is the ice with the brooms.
Right. Oh, I love it. I'm obsessed with it every Olympics.
Yeah. So he's, he's like Have you ever seen that movie, The Sixth Man? It's a Wayans Brothers movie where they're a college basketball team and one of the Wayans Brothers dies and he's a ghost and he helps the team win by doing ghost stuff. It's Ant-Man but curling. You know, he's shrunk. That's no hilarious. One knows he's there. He's moving the bell around.
The stones. There's stones.
Yeah, he's moving the stone around. He's stopping it perfectly on that bullseye. He's pushing single ones around. Look, because, see, people are going to think Ant-Man can get big, put him in on a basketball court or a soccer net. No way. He's duplicitous. That's Ant-Man's entire thing.
This is amazing. I love that you brought it to that level. And for a second, I was like, and it all makes sense because Paul Rudd's Canadian, but he's not. He's from Kansas City.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's why Canada has been winning gold medals. But in fact, the U.S., men's team won the gold medal last Olympics, and it was because of Ant-Man, and now we know why. All right, moving on to the love and hate, brought to you by Fats Ducati. He's one of our donors, one of our patrons, and he's thrown a bunch of money at us, so we've named a section after him. Clearly, Fats Ducati is his given birth name. I'm going to start with my love of the week. I discovered a TV show called Ted Lasso. It's the greatest show on TV. Joey, have you seen Ted Lasso?
No, but I'm aware of Ted Lasso. Here's why I will never watch Ted Lasso. And it's a Joey problem. Because everyone keeps telling me it's so good. I don't like soccer and I don't like Jason Sudeikis. I just can't do it. But I believe it. Everyone keeps telling me it's so good.
Here's what I'll say is like, it's, I honestly believe what I'm about to tell you. I think it is the TV show that can bring America back together and make us all go like, oh yeah, we don't hate each other. We just had a fucking maniac yelling, just like, fuck that guy for 4 years. So we took it on board. But it really is like Parks and Rec, Good Place, they have their feel-good elements. But have you seen the trailers or whatever, the five-minute videos about Ted Lasso when he's like, okay, so it's a different character, but it's exceptional. And when you finally watch it, and I'm not even going to rush you, because when you finally come to it, you're going to be like, oh, shit, like, this is fucking glorious. So that's it. And I understand not liking somebody like Jason Sudeikis. I like him fine, but now I'm like, I love Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso transcends all thought and everything else. Okay, what's your love of the week?
Oh, it's easily the NBA playoffs. They've been incredible. This has been one of the best playoffs I can remember. The Denver Nuggets.
Ever.
The Miami Heat. Look, a Nuggets Heat finals for people who don't watch basketball, it's like mind-boggling. It would be a finals that would be impossible to pick someone to root for because they're both so likable.
I couldn't agree. Like, the loving the NBA playoffs has been a love of mine in recent weeks because I have never been a huge basketball fan. And then like 4 or 5 years ago, I started, like, I think when LeBron went back to the Cavs, I really started getting into it. And then when he came to the Lakers, I was happy. But this playoffs is just like, every time I check a score, there's a game. I'm like, wow, there's just so much. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird because it is so full of life and goodness. I'm just blown away by the entire. Yeah, it's crazy. We're going to get into that. I'll hold that for a minute. But here's my hate of the week. Chase Young, my rookie defensive end on the Washington Warrens. Joey, I play with the Washington football team. They were bought by Elizabeth Warren in my league, who coached the Kansas City Chiefs. And then now she hired AOC to be the head coach. So she's renamed the team Washington Warrens, and I'm the dickhead who pushes the buttons. So the Washington Warrens. So Chase Young, the star rookie defensive end of the team. There's a thing where you have to take 500 snaps before it reveals your X factor. So it's a way to like, what's this rookie going to be good at? What's he going to be good at? The problem is when you're playing 8 minute quarters, like you're only getting so many snaps. So I'm just like, come on. I need it. I need it. And look, I'm 2-2 after winning 42-0. It's crazy. All I've done is complain about the game and how terrible it is. And I think it's still vaguely terrible. I just happen to be the 42-0 guy instead of the guy who's getting his ass kicked 42-0. So I didn't actually enjoy winning 42-0. I was just like, this game's sort of fucking this guy over. You know what else I hate? This is my ultimate hate for the world, which I should do a rant on. But it's that if I'm winning 28-0 and I hit a guy's player and he fumbles, I don't like that. Just let the fucking guy who's getting his ass handed to him, like, make his 2.5 yard carry up the gut. Like, why are you making it now? I have the ball and I'm going to be up 35-0 if I score. It's just, it's terrible.
Wait, are you playing a human or are you playing?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I was like, you're complaining about the computer letting you win?
No. No. I'll crush the computer happily. But no, it's like, come on, man. Like, I think it literally was 35-0 and I got a fumble. And I was just like, fuck you. And it happened to me the week before. And I was like, what? Why? Why? I'm like trying to just let me just throw a 4 yard out and feel good about myself. It's like, no, you're not even going to get that chance. Okay. What's your hate of the week?
Whoa, what isn't there to hate this week?
it's a real doozy. It's fucking Christ. I mean, could it have been the worst week ever? And I'm talking about Chase Young, and now I don't want people to fumble, which has some humanity to it at least. But fuck. Okay, go ahead.
I know what my true hate of the week was. I'm going to get weirdly into local Los Angeles politics here. But
yes.
So let me pull up the guy's name. So in the CD14... race. Oh, no, you know what? This is what I hate the most. Actually, I take that back. This
everybody's going to fucking live on the edge of their seat
this
forever.
This made me so mad. And it was just a tweet from Variety. And it was a tweet from Variety that said, Aaron Sorkin reveals how he would write election night 2020. Quote,
oh my God.
Trump does what we assume he will do, which is not concede defeat. For the first time, his Republican enablers march up to the White House and say, Donald, it's time to go. And look,
you know what's... We're in a Game of Thrones world with a Aaron Sorkin script at this point. Like, it's not happening.
Except it's not... It doesn't have an Aaron Sorkin script because, like... Look, I actually like Aaron Sorkin. I think he's a nightmare, but like politically, right. Like I think the West Wing has done more to ruin the left's brain than anyone else because it like just buried this like idea that like the right is decent in their heads, and they're just every time it's like, what? Why aren't they respecting the country and the office? But the idea that we still think that's going to happen is just mind-boggling to me. Like, it makes me want to rip my own head off and throw it in the ocean.
Which, by the way, would be an improvement. Like, at this point, like, if you rip your own head off and throw it in the ocean, you're like, well, at least I did something instead of getting fucking skull-fucked by, like, a bunch, like, 50 white assholes. Like, the 50 dumbest people who just failed upwards.
But also, if you live in Los Angeles and CD14, vote for Nithya Raman, not David Rue. David Rue's an asshole. A huge, huge asshole.
R-U-E?
R-Y-U.
R-Y-U.
Maybe
oh,
it's
David
Rue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. My mother once lived on Rue Street, R-U-E Street, and I was like... And that's when I lived in France. I was like, Mom, that just means street. And I just thought that was hilarious. All right, moving on to breaking news brought to you by Perfect Tommy, another one of our legendary patrons. I'm just going to blow through this stuff mostly, but there is something funny. There's a number one is cross-platform online leagues are coming to Super Mega Baseball 3. That's great. If you've got a PS4, you can play somebody on a 360. You can play somebody on a PC. Just cool. That sounds like that should be doable
it
anyway.
It seems like all games should be cross-platform at this point.
Yeah, because I actually, in our Madden League, which I've been playing in for 10 years on an Xbox, I was like, fuck the Xbox anymore. Every game I want to play is on PS4, and I'm sitting, like, every day I go, well, should I get a PlayStation 4? For at least 10 minutes before I go, oh, no, wait till tomorrow. I have a plan now. But I told everybody, I'm like, if I get a next-gen system, it's going to be a PS5. I'm not getting a fucking Xbox.
I would wait. Like, well, I would actually wait on that.
You think because Xbox is going to, or Microsoft is going to buy every gaming company?
Yeah, kind of, but also I listened to the two of their plans, and to me it sounds like Xbox has the better long-term plan, where it's like, we don't even care what console you're playing on. We're going to be the Netflix of games, where then PS5 is like, games are too expensive and also too long, so we're going to charge $100 for them. Like that.
Yeah, that. What you're telling me right now is I should just get a PS4 because that's really what I want. I want to play Spider-Man. I want to play games that I've missed. And now I'm like, Last of Us 1, let's get into it. You know, so right. I shouldn't be in any rush. And by the time it all sort of filters out, I just want to play God of War.
I know.
That's it.
I want to play Spider-Man.
Yeah. And you have an Xbox?
Yeah, I have an Xbox.
Yeah, we're both fucked. We have to fucking just play stupid broken games. Next thing. Volta in FIFA 21, that's like this 3-on-3 mode. They've announced that Diplo and Anthony Joshua will appear in the game. Do you know either of those names?
I know who Diplo is.
Okay, I didn't know who Diplo was.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Diplo is like a rapper producer.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Anthony Joshua is a gold medal winning boxer and a two-time unified heavyweight
champion. Oh, you know what?
I
do know that from listening to a sports podcast and then hearing them talk about fights on DAZN.
Huh.
Yeah.
DAZN?
Yeah. Oh, have you not heard of DAZN?
No. D-A-Z-N. Sounds great.
It's like an app for sports streaming that they bought boxing. The guy who hosted HQ hosted a baseball whip around show on there.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I mean, I love HQ and I love Scott Rogowski.
Yeah, Scott Rogowski. Because
he loves baseball.
Yeah.
Like, Scott Rogowski is actually doing what I want, which is to be involved in baseball, but still be like an author on the side. Yeah. Like, it's a weird, but I get it. He loves baseball. But these dudes are going to, well, first of all, let me say this. I hadn't heard of either of them, and this goes to show you, like, that I'm my age. They have 5.5 million Twitter followers between them. So I was like, oh, yeah, that's on me. That's
you should know who Diplo is. I think Anthony Joshua's fair not to know who he is. But
yeah,
Diplo,
yeah.
You should know.
Yeah, for sure. And then, so I'm like, these dudes are going to be playing soccer in this game? Okay, that sounds dumb to me. But if they would have had, like, Diplo, Anthony Joshua, and then just, like, 5 to 8 more people that I was like, whoa, that's actually cool. I see what they're doing. But all they've done is the EA trick of, like, let's just grab influencers and make people care. But I don't think people are going to care. I don't know. There's a novelty to it, but put Ron Swanson in there and then I'm in. So maybe, I don't know, whatever. And then Kaká, Eric Cantona, and Trent Alexander-Arnold were mentioned as 3 more people who are going to be involved. I'm like, Trent Alexander-Arnold, I believe, is an active player. Whatever. Moving on to the final bit of news within this. Well, I'm going to read this to you, and I just want you to enjoy it. Volta also welcomes unique Volta football collection curated by Arsenal defender Hector Bellerin, who took on a creative director role to design the line that was inspired by his roots in Barcelona's skate scene and his current vegan lifestyle.
Excuse me?
I mean, yeah, that's the whole blurb. And I'm like, I've basically been eating vegan for the last 10 months, except for all the eggs I eat and, you know, halloumi. Whatever. Let's not get into it. So I'm not going to be like, oh, this dude sounds like somebody I want to punch. I just think it's fucking weird. Like, okay.
The skateboard. Cool. You think it's weird that a skateboarding vegan is in a soccer game?
Well, he's actually a soccer player, okay, and they hired him to be a creative director to design a line of clothing that is inspired by veganism.
Okay,
and
that is weird. That is weird. Yeah, never mind. My mistake.
Like,
I thought he was skateboarder who was vegan, who was this is weird.
I wish that were the case. But anyway, that's the news. Moving on, we're about to talk about NBA 2K21, which is why you're here, because you're an expert. I know. But first, have you seen Tenet?
No, I can't still. I live in Los Angeles.
Oh, right. You'd have to go to like a drive-in or something.
They're not even showing them at drive-ins.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Bill and Ted's at the drive-in, but not Tenet. Like, ugh. I guess the sound isn't good enough at the drive-in for old Chris Nolan.
Man, it is. It's a really bad movie.
Yeah, I know.
It's a really
bad
movie.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
that's
like,
what
you
I want.
Gotta see it. Yeah, right. Like, I mean, but when you see it, you'll kind of be astonished by how much you just are like, "Ooh, it's still not over." Mm-hmm. It's wild. And hearing like dudes online be like, no, like if you go and look at reviews, all the women are basically like, this this movie is junk. And then all the dudes are like, there is an explosion. Mm-hmm. Ah, fuck yeah. Rambo 9 or something. It's weird. Okay, let's talk about NBA 2K21. Well, actually, first, let's talk about the NBA. Who's going to win the NBA championship? You still think it's the Lakers?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do still think it's the Lakers.
You just nailed it. Like, I mean, I want LeBron to win all the time.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I want him to, everybody to finally go, like, yeah, he's tied for the best player ever. And he'll earn that out, I think. But, like, man, how, like you said, like, how fucking great would it a Heat-Nuggets final be? Like, it would just be fascinating.
The Heat are so fun and so weird. And
they're so weird.
The Nuggets, Nikola Jokic is maybe the weirdest great player I've ever seen of my lifetime.
What makes him so great weird? Weird great.
Well, he's slow. He's big, but not that big. Like, he's like, you know, he's not like 7'1".
Right.
He's like 6'11". But he's slow. He doesn't jump. He's got a good jump shot, but not a great jump shot. But he's just like the greatest passer in the NBA as a center. And it's like the most creative thing I've ever seen. And also he dominates a game in ways I've never seen before, where like everyone will be running really fast and then he gets the ball and it's like, oh no, this game is going to be as slow as I want it to be because I am very, very slow and everyone just has to do it. And he's throwing behind his head passes. Everybody's cutting around him. He's so weird.
I love it. That sounds, I'm not watching the games, not because I'm in the United Kingdom. That'd be crazy. Of course I'm in California. I just seem like I might be in the UK in Leeds rooting for Leeds United, but that's all a fabrication. That's on you. Obviously nobody can travel anymore. What is your favorite development in the NBA playoffs? If you had to nail one thing, what would you be like? That's the one thing that's happening. You're like,
it would be the Nuggets because it's the Nuggets, but also there's so many things. Like, I've been saying the Nuggets were good for like 3 years. So, it's nice to be right about something, but I also, I think my favorite story of the NBA playoffs is Big Face Coffee. Are you aware of Big Face Coffee?
No.
So
I cannot
Miami
fucking wait
Heat
to hear what this
superstar Jimmy Butler has been running a coffee business out of his hotel room in the bubble called Big Face Coffee. And he charges $20 for a cup of coffee.
Wait. Who's doing this?
Jimmy Butler, the Miami Heat star.
Jimmy Butler. Holy shit.
Their best player, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and it's like the Heat have like rallied around it. So like Goran Dragic, their point guard yesterday, he has merch. He's been showing up. Jimmy Butler's been showing up to games the last 3 games wearing a shirt that says Big Face Coffee Owner Operator. And,
oh my God.
Goran Dragic yesterday was wearing a Big Face Coffee hat that said, I paid my 20.
Oh my God.
Let me show you. He made like a whiteboard of his, like, everything's $20, but he makes like Americanos and cappuccinos and like he didn't make anything, everything.
And he makes them himself.
Yes, in his hotel room. Because he said the coffee sucked.
This is the fucking greatest. Oh my God. That's honestly that's my favorite development. I was going to say Jamal Murray is an easy one. Dame Lillard, like the way he came in was so fucking cool and like just so dominant before he got hurt. Like but that's like two of so many storylines that are fascinating. I mean, the fucking playoff P, Paul George. I mean, yeah, that's that guy. That guy, it's like he's not a cancer, but did you hear about Paul George giving a speech in the locker room?
Yes, and they were like laughing at him.
Yeah, they're all like, fuck off, dude, you suck.
So yeah, I'm looking at the whiteboard he put on the front of his hotel room door here. It says, Big Face Coffee, Latte, Americano, Mocha, Pour Over, Espresso, Macchiato, Cappuccino, Red Eye, Cafe Au Lait, no IOUs, cash only. And then he's drawn three cups that say small $20, medium $20, large $20.
That's amazing. I mean, fuck yeah. That's fucking amazing. I love that he's running a great side hustle. And that, honestly, like, if he just started a chain of that, I would go there.
Well, he filed for a trademark last week, so I think that's what he's going for.
Dude, how amazing. I mean, Big Face Coffee. Why is it called Big Face Coffee?
I have no idea.
That's fucking great. I'm so stoked about this. All right, last thing before we get to the video game. If you're picking first overall from the remaining teams in these playoffs, so the final four, what player do you take first overall? Tough question,
right?
Well,
am I building... it depends. Am I building a franchise for the future, or is it for right now?
I would say this pick would be like you get that player and that team forevermore. Like you're building a franchise.
I'm building a franchise.
From scratch.
But do they age in this scenario, or are they constantly in amber based on where they are in the playoffs?
No, they're like themselves, and we live in a non-tenant world.
So
like
So LeBron would be the obvious choice, but he's 36 or whatever.
36.
And it's like,
yeah.
Oh, I got three more years of LeBron. Give me Jokic, baby.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
he's
a great
26, I think. So like I've got 10 more years of this, you know?
I mean, let me check to confirm he's 26, because I do think he's a great pick. Plus he's Serbian, so it gives you that. He's 25. Yeah. I mean, Jamal Murray is really interesting. Jason Tatum, I would probably go with Jamal Murray because I think he could legitimately become the next Steph Curry.
He's not even the best player on his own team yet is the problem.
Yeah, I just love when he was just throwing 50.
Oh, he's amazing. Yeah, yeah.
Which is great.
But Jokic is doing a lot of that. Like, I mean, Murray is great. Murray's so awesome. But, like, a lot of what is open for him is because their defenses are so scared of the two-man game Jokic is playing. Because they've done the math and decided it's smarter to let Murray score than let Jokic pass to one of the other four guys on the court.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Okay, fine. I'll take you. Well, you already took Jokic, so I'll stick with
Tatum.
Murray.
I'd take Tatum over Murray.
Yeah, that's a good choice. Yeah, that's not a bad choice. What about Hero? I mean, that dude just fucking came out of nowhere. What a great, fun fucking... You know what he reminded me of? He reminded me of why I would want to play with the Heat on an NBA 2K20. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not playing in 2K21. All right, let's move on to the game itself. So you have a lot of thoughts about this game. I'm going to basically open the floor to you. To breakdance on, but I want to open it with a quote I found from Metro Game Central on Metacritic. Yeah. It was the lowest rated Metacritic score of 40. And it said, "It would be one thing if this was just NBA 2K20 with some minor changes, but this rips the heart out of the last year's game solely to appeal to competitive online players with many much-loved features stripped back or not included at all." Go, talk to me.
Okay, so first off, my big complaint is they have thrown me in the garbage as a player of this game because they only care about competitive multiplayer. But you know what I care about? The NBA. That's what I care about. You buy the game, right? I'm a Golden State Warriors fan. And so part of me was like, look, I know the game's going to be worse. It's the last game of a console. They're always the worst.
Right.
But I want to be able to hit start today on a franchise and have the second pick in the draft with the Golden State Warriors. That's all I want. Fair. And guess what? You open it up and it says the start today feature is not available until the start of the 2021 NBA season.
Holy shit.
And if you play a franchise today and then just sim it, right, to the next season, it doesn't even have next year's rosters in it, so it pretends that there was no offseason. So, like, there's no free agency. So It has double free agents. Everyone who's a free agent this summer and next summer are free agents then. So, like, 60% of the league become free agents.
I mean, when we talked about this, because we were texting back and forth about it, and one of your big things is, like, why the fuck do you release a game when, like... Why? I guess that's really the number one question, and I wonder if you've read anything online, but why did they release this game when they did? There's a pandemic, by the way.
I mean, I have a theory. It's because the way they make all their money is through the My Team and the My Player stuff, so they don't give a shit about, like, what's actually happening in the NBA. Like, it's... Right. I mean, it's, like, just a bald, gross cash grab at this point. Like, it is... more predatory than the most predatory cell phone game. With microtransactions. Because not only are there 100,000 microtransactions, there's also ads in every portion of the game. Like, everything is like, oh, do you want your player to wear Beats headphones? Here's the Converse player of the game, which they pretend is like, because that's like reality, but it's not. Those companies paid them to do that.
Like, right.
It's gross. Okay, so that's one thing. Second, they're literally playing games right now. Like, they're playing basketball games right now. There's no way to play the bubble. Like,
what?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like, there's this whole thing with NHL 21 and how they were delaying that or whatever. And there was this thought that they weren't going to get that stuff, like the playoff format in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, that's kind of a bummer. I just assumed NBA 2K21 would, because why else would you, like, that's,
nope.
That's why to release it, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
So you get, what a weird, that's weird. And also, we've been talking about how fucking great the bubble is and how everything has been amazing. And then that's not reflected. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what enthusiasm. Yeah, like they could put in, like, now you can play the bubble, like, well, too late now. That's weird. Were you just, I mean, you
I was
bought
mad.
It and you were
I
like, let's fucking do everything I love,
and then did not open it again for 3 weeks.
Oh, man.
And I pre-ordered it.
Oh my god.
What else? Oh, I played the story mode.
Yeah,
you'd
let's
be
hear
interested
about that.
In this
okay,
there's a romance this year. And it is
finally
terrible.
I like that I would be interested in
no,
this.
No.
I'm like...
And you only play in college. Once you get to the NBA, there's no storyline.
That keeps happening to me. Like, that's my sense of it. Like, there's a vague storyline, but it's enough to make me go like, oh, I'm still in this world. But you're saying now it's like college and out?
Yeah. You play two high school games... Jaimon Hansu is your coach in high school.
Fuck yeah.
I forget who your college coach is. But it's a weird... there were things about this... It's like a much worse version of the Spike Lee one in that it's really going for, like, drama. Because you have a dead dad who was a famous college basketball player that they are constantly talking about, and they keep... they keep flashing back to things your dead dad said to you in like a He Got Game basketball court while like,
oh man.
And it's funny. So now what I will say is, so for the people who hate the storyline, there's a very funny out this year where after like three games in college, you get in a fight with your college girlfriend and it gives you the option to go straight to the NBA or stick it out and be with her.
What the fuck? Oh my god, that's hilarious. That's like one of those like where everybody will eventually go like, oh, so no women worked on this game.
Yeah, right?
Not one woman was in the room to go like.
But what's funny is so like then three games later, she, not to spoil the 2K21 story, which is only like 25 minutes this year. You can do it very fast. They did not care.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, your college girlfriend is just like, hey, I'm leaving forever. And then you're like, because she is a Canadian soccer player and she gets called up to the national team. and is never coming back to America again.
That's how it works.
And it's them outside.
That's the risk.
It's them. He runs to her train to say goodbye to her. And there's a weird, awkward, because 2K's animation still doesn't understand how, bodies touching each other looks, because basketball is not, they don't touch each other, right? Certain animations for a foul, and that's it. So they can't understand that they're not ghosts.
Oh my god. I once dated a girl, and she went to play on her national soccer team. I'm not going to say what nation. And of course, she was never allowed out of that country again. That's the risk. It happens.
Everyone
knows
Canada and the United States is like, especially when one of you is a millionaire who plays in the NBA. It's like East and West Germany. You just cannot get it down.
It sucks. It's heartbreaking. But man, that's what all the great love stories are. It's basically like a Romeo and Juliet, but with basketball.
It comes so far out of the blue, too.
Holy fuck. That's funny as hell. By the way, real quick, have you seen High Flying Bird on Netflix?
I haven't watched it yet. I keep meaning to.
I finally watched it on my flight, not to England. Who would do that? But it's I fucking love it. I think it's one of the best movies. It's so interesting, and it's so rich language wise. It was written by Terrell Alvin McCraney, who wrote the story that became Moonlight. It's fucking great. So that's it.
Yeah, no,
okay.
I'm definitely going to watch it for sure.
Real quick about the game, because I'm just derailing us. Shooting is a dong. Uh-huh. And I'll let you take it from there. But when you started playing this, actually, hold on. The story mode, where would you rank it in all the story modes? Is it absolutely the worst of all of them?
No.
Or would you be
it's the most half-assed, though.
Right.
There's way less jokes in it, which ranks it high. Some of those, when they do a comedic character in NBA 2K, it is not good.
It's schmaltzy as fucking goof.
And it's certainly better than 2 years ago's My GM mode, where the owner's son traded one of your players for you out of the blue, and then you had to decide whether to fire him or not. Now that I talk about it, is very funny, but at the time when you're playing the game and out of nowhere, you're playing as the Warriors and he trades Andre Iguodala for Mo Spates, it's a real, real problem.
Okay, so, and then the love story, were you crying? You cried,
absolutely,
right?
Not. No, it is...
I was inconsolable.
Yeah. I just want to talk. Look, I've written stuff. I understand writing stuff is hard. I just want to talk to these guys about maybe doing some things that are maybe a little more grounded here.
Here's my pitch, and this is a genuine, honest to God pitch. I got a WGA award nomination for writing a mode in Madden, the long shot playable movie. It's fucking great.
Yeah,
if you didn't
it's
like
really
it,
good. I liked it a lot.
Thank you. It's like the follow-up wasn't funded in the right way, blah, blah, blah. We can get into that someday. But the original, I think, is really wonderful, and I think you can put it into a sports movie pantheon and wherever you want to place it. I actually think it's that good, but I do love it. And I just remember playing it for the first time all the way through. I was like, holy shit, we pulled it off. Okay, you are a basketball expert who knows 2K through and through. Mm-hmm. Legitimately, here's what I'm asking. Somebody write the NBA 2K team and just say, why don't you have these guys pitch you some ideas? Just bring them on as consultants. You and I could tag team to create a story to that people would be, that we'd be aware of all the history of the stories. We both know how to write. There'd be humor and goofiness, but it wouldn't be the overdone. I mean, I'm not saying the guys.
Well, you know what I would do? I would disconnect it from the online play. First off, because it becomes so much about grinding NBA games with to get that guy good enough to beat people you're playing online. Where I want a story. They've yet to do a story that goes past year one. Like,
right, right.
Like,
yeah,
do
yeah.
15 games in a guy's season where if story happens, play the guy's whole career. I want to play as an old guy who's got to decide when it's time to retire.
Yeah. Like you could have your Obama trying to get you to retire from the Supreme
Court.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then you say no or yes, but then if you say no, then you might go too far, and then your legacy is fucked up because you're, like, getting 2.1 points a game. It's a Obama Ruth Bader Ginsburg reference. But
like, if we're going to do a story, do it right. Or don't do a story at all, because guess who doesn't care about the story, honestly? The 13-year-old's trying to grind to get to 99 so they can wear a backpack that they paid the equivalent of $45 for in your virtual currency. Seriously, they some of these things, like, to buy a pair of Jordans in the game, if you, like, went to buy it, cost $10 if you bought the currency to buy it.
That's wild.
It's like,
so it is making them the money they yes. want. So this is, yeah, that's wild. Because I just think cash grab, I'm not going to buy into that shit, but I'm a reasonable human.
Yeah. But I mean, you do earn the money, quote unquote, playing the game. But like, 1 year, a haircut to cut your player's hair was the equivalent of playing 3 NBA games worth of salary.
Holy shit. Which is true.
Yeah.
If you let Jimmy Butler do it, because he has a whole haircut thing, which is $2.5 million per haircut, and that's it. Like, that's what you pay. That's wild. So the shooting, I do want to talk about the shooting because I know you were,
I turned,
like,
it off immediately.
Oh, did you? Okay. Like, have you ever gone back just to be, I just want to see what the fuck these guys are up to.
I mean, I understand why they wanted to do it. Again, it was, IGN put it best. They're trying to create, like, a competitive skill gap for great players, because it was, you aim left with the left and right stick and also start the shot with with the right stick, you aim left to right. And then you also shoot with the left stick. The right stick starts the shot. So you hit down.
Right.
And then you also have to time it right in the little square, like always, by flicking the right stick up. But now you also have to aim left to right once with the left stick.
And what's the point of that? Should like, avoid slight, like, to kind of lean right or lean
to
left?
To make
is
shooting
that
harder.
Cool. So they just wanted to make it harder.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, we've innovated to where it's, like, more challenging, but also it reflects basketball. It's literally, they're just like,
I mean,
we're
gonna make
it harder.
They think it reflects basketball, but guess what? Like, every NBA player can shoot. Like, this is the problem with, like, these games is, like, look, if Shaquille O'Neal was alone, he would shoot, like, 9 of 10 from 3. With just no one guarding him.
Right.
Like, and so, like, they're not actually thinking about aiming. They're not like, what if I tilt my head left? It's all muscle memory.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Is it that, like, when, have you played online guys who just make every shot? Is that what they're against?
I mean, they're trying to make it like a professional sports league.
Oh, right. That whole failed state. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's... And so, like, I do think they're trying to make it more interesting if some of those guys are missing shots. If some of them are good shooters and some of them are bad shooters.
Right. But one of the things I love is when you you text me a picture of a Mike Wang tweet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the other problem. The meter they made infinitely smaller, so you're doing new stuff, but it's also hard to see. And Mike Wang, the who I should add, okay, so Mike Wang is like the face of 2K development,
right?
He isn't even working on this game. They split their team into two and have a next gen team and a current gen team, and I'm gonna say I think the maybe the next gen team took the cream of the crop on this one.
Yeah. That's it's wild because I've seen videos of him talking about 2K21 and like how to shoot and all this stuff.
Right,
because
he's
hilarious
the face
that he's not
of
even
it. Yeah. he tweeted where he was like having trouble seeing the shot meter.
I've got the tweet. I want to read it because it's really extraordinary. And I don't want him to hear this and be like, well, now we're not going to hire these two dudes to pitch a story. But try zooming your camera in if you're having trouble with the shot meter. It might reduce your court visibility, but make shooting easier, in my opinion, especially right stick aiming. Could be a good trade-off. That is fucking crazy. And you sent it to me because you're just like, what the fuck? And I'm like, yeah, that's not a good, the trade-off shouldn't be
not being able to legitimately zoom in. Who you can pass to.
Yeah. Like, what is that? Like, why would, I don't
choose,
I mean,
to
I'm just
see
amazed
our
by
mechanic
that.
Or the defenders on the court.
Right. Yeah, like you just have to, like, it's literally zooming. It's not a video game. It's just like, well, if you can't see, don't sit in the upper deck, sit in the front row. Like, pay a $2,000 for a ticket instead of $28.
It just,
like, that's not what this is. It's a video game.
Design it where it's bigger.
I know, like, that's just fucking, and not like he knows it, so he could just be like, guys, we gotta make that shot meter bigger, could you bump that up for an update? Like, no, they're like, fuck that, just tell him to zoom in.
But yeah, and then the first couple of days it was out, so there are a couple 2K YouTubers I watch their YouTubes because they're like funny,
yeah,
and they were like, the first couple of days it was out, it was like people were shooting like 3 for 40 in like,
oh, God,
online games against each other. Like, guys, yeah, would have like 38 rebounds in a half court basketball game.
It's just so wild. I mean, I appreciate them trying to innovate. I guess if everything felt rushed, there was a pandemic. I'm just still fascinated by how nobody's coming out on Madden or in this game, which they both got their lowest ratings, mm-hmm, in their history, or like in forever. And it's like nobody's coming out and be like, man, we tried. There's a pandemic. We're sorry to a point. I guess like that's just not the world we live in. It's the never apologize and fuck you for spending $60. But I just feel like it'd be nice. They're like, yeah, we're trying and we're going to update. But it's,
they don't
sort
even
of
have
like,
to do that, though, because there's no competition. They both
right.
conceded
yeah,
the other one's game. So 2K gets basketball. And because guess what?
Right.
ESPN Football 2K, the one 2K football game,
right,
was like better than any Madden I've ever played. What was it in like 2005 or
2K5 is the, yeah, that's like the legendary one that people still would rather play. Yeah, it's interesting. Two quick points I want to hit before we get to the,
before we say that.
Oh, yeah.
Scott O'Gallagher, the other 2K dev that's like the voice of, he got hired by EA for an unknown project away from 2K a couple of weeks ago. So maybe EA's really going to try to make a basketball game again, which would be helpful.
I mean, anything. That's, it's just so weird how many sports games used to exist, and now there's like four.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay. Two quick things. Kobe was on the cover for this. Does that feel, I mean, also Dame Lillard was, but they had this
and
like
Zion.
Whole Kobe.
There's three cover Zion. Stars, yeah, every year now.
It just feels like Kobe shouldn't have been on the cover of this one. They should have gone, you know, we're going to hold it. It just feels weird. I don't know.
Well,
that's it.
I think Kobe's really on the cover of the next gen version, though, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is just sort of a game that happened
separate,
to come out.
Yeah. They didn't have to come out. That's the thing. This game did not have to come out.
Yeah. Nobody was. It's crazy. Secondly, there was a new update and they had a bunch of the things that were updated, but I just was blown away that this was listed. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to bring this to your attention. It said, Andrew Wiggins now appears with updated facial hair to more accurately represent his appearance. I don't know why that fucking cracked me up. Like, why do you put that in there? What is going on with his facial hair? I Googled it. It's like, he just has some facial hair. I was like, this isn't, we're calling this out? Okay, quickly, because I have to go watch The Great British Bake Off. No joke. And I'm running late to it. I had this idea that when we talked on, we were texting back and forth about rushing the game, I was like, oh, rushing the game, they didn't get the Air Bud mode in. That's what was in my head. That's what they lost by rushing it. So that obviously isn't true. Ain't nothing in the rules says the dog can't play. But I've got five or six things that I wanted to hit real quick. And I wanted you to quickly tell me what the video game mode of this would be if this movie and or TV show became, and we're going to do them fast, but Air Bud mode. What is that?
You get to pick one rule that's not in the rule book. So like, now you don't have to dribble, and it's nothing. It says nothing in the rule book about not being able to. That dunks count for 7 points.
Right. That actually be kind of fun. Yeah. I mean, think about how different the game would be if you had a dunks for 7 points and it was football mode. Yeah. It's like halfback mode. Okay. Ted Lasso mode. You don't know what that could possibly be, but I'm still going to challenge you to come up with it. What's Ted Lasso mode?
Ted Lasso mode. It's the opposite. It's like, it's a coaching only mode. But you play an extremely skilled NBA coach trying to teach people who've never even played basketball before.
Love it. Yeah. I love it. Eastbound and down mode.
Oh, that is honestly what the My Player storyline should be next year. Like,
that's hilarious.
Like, you're a washed out NBA lottery pick and you start at 25 and you like, You spend all your money and now it's time to get back serious with basketball. I mean,
I gotta be honest. Like, I think pitching a mode where like the story literally could be, I even think you go like 26, 27,
yeah.
But it's a dude who like basically got coked out of his mind and lost his shot. But you dress it up. So it's whatever, but you come back as like a dude who's like, I'm not throwing away my shot.
Play from
it's
the
Hamilton
G-League
mode.
Up. You have to play from the D League on up.
Yeah. And everybody the whole time is like, we're not giving you endorsements. Yeah. You're not cool. You're not hip. You're not interesting. Like we're going to play this dude over you. We're going to trade you. You get traded like 4 times before you fucking even get to taste the NBA.
Absolutely.
It'd be fucking great. Yeah. Here's what I can't stand is sports video game makers don't understand how much failure is a valuable thing to work from. They always want to, no, you're the first overall pick and you're a fucking god and your dick just blasts through every wall. Fuck that. All right. Last chance you mode.
Oh man.
Have you watched that show?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
I'm going to
jump in with what I think
in.
It would
be.
You play like a fucking violent piece of shit asshole coach who basically is on like shouldn't even be allowed in public, and you're put on the side of the court and you have to not destroy a university's program and then an NBA team, and through you fail upwards, and then you're like a wrecking ball. It's almost has a Ted Lasso element to it, which I won't explain. Okay, two more quickly. Rocky mode.
Rocky mode has got to be like, I mean, I think you make it Rocky IV mode, and it's straight up, you're LeBron James, you have to go literally play for, like, if you don't win the game, like, North Korea assassinates Barack Obama or whatever.
I fucking love it. Rocky IV mode has gotta, I'm telling you, NBA 2K guys, we will bring actually legitimate ideas, but these aren't bad. All right, final one. Hey, this is Adrian jumping in real quick. The last one was weird and not a good thing. It didn't work, and it just got sort of bummed us out. So I cut it, but I thought I would let you know because I said there were two more left, and if I just cut it out, you'd be like, wait, I thought there was one more. So I'm doing you the service of letting you know that it was super weird, and it was all on me, and Joey was uncomfortable, and I thought it would be interesting, definitely not funny, but it was neither. Okay, back to the show. Real quick, HBO Minute. What are you watching, or what would you recommend everybody listening watch?
Oh, what am I watching? I'm watching Alone. Have you seen Alone?
No.
It's a show on the History Channel, but it's on Netflix, and it is insane. They take 10 people and put them in the Arctic Circle and make them live alone. And whoever stays the longest wins $500,000.
Wow. Here's the thing. If you knew there was a pandemic while you were doing this, you'd be like, I'm not missing anything.
I mean, they have to like build shelter and food and all that. Real survivalist thing.
And it's great.
It's great. I mean, it's, you know, you kind of have to be able to handle watching someone shoot a squirrel with an arrow, that kind of
like
stuff.
That whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would just say I'm rewatching Watchmen. My fiance hadn't seen it. It's fucking tight as hell. I just think it's an extraordinary show. So if you haven't seen it, just see it. It won all kinds of stuff. I got to go because I got to go watch Great British Bake Off.
Finally, baby.
Patreon Power Hour. Give us some money and give money to Joey Devine any way you can. Do you have a way to do that?
Yeah, Roundball Rock. Patreon.com/Roundball Rock. We also have a t-shirt store that is linked in our Twitter at Round Rock Pod on Twitter. There's also an album on Bandcamp called Slammed Up, where we do fake Nate Duncan and Danny LaRue. It's a long story. We make fun of analytics, basketball analytics people.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. Give that dude money. Don't give me any money this week. And Joey, you're a legend. We'll have you back on. And we need to get Sean back on with you so we can just shoot the shit and have another weird draft. But that's it. That's our show. Send us out with something brilliant.
Who, me?
Perfect. Ha ha ha.